Dr. Mustafa Lokuru, medical director at Torit State Hospital, says families in Eastern Equatorial State deserve good health care.
All the departments in need of intervention. Our people deserve quality life, quality health services delivery, and by meaning that we should have a specialist in each department to carry on the duties perfect without any interruption. And quality service cannot be delivered without a specialist. So currently we don't have even a single specialist, no pediatrician, no physician, no surgeon, no gynecologist. So medical officers are the ones taking the role and responsibilities.
Odongi Jackson, a clinical officer at the hospital, says patient management is a challenge at the hospital due to lack of qualified health workers.
Sometimes you find the patient is being admitted. We don't have medication, like drugs that are supposed to be given for the patients. So that leads to delays in management of the patient. Ideally, even the staffs themselves, they also have challenges. That's contribute, of course, to the issues that are affecting within the hospital. You find most of the staffs are volunteers. And being volunteers, the way how they really take the initiative for managing patients, it becomes a challenge.
Torit Hospital patient Janet Ihure is calling on the state government to intervene by improving the standard of the hospital.
Everything in the hospital we buy from outside. The hospital has no drug to treat patients. That is the problem we are facing in the hospital. If you have money, you can go and buy. That's when your patient will get treated. If not, lot of patients have died in this hospital because of no medicines.
Quoting Thomas Pia, Eastern Equatorial State Minister of Health, says the hospital runs out of drugs due to delay in Juba.
Always there is a delay in our procurement processes, but already we have received the communication from the National Minister of Health, and we are now expecting the delivery of drugs.
Iluk Lucy, a nurse in the hospital surgical ward, says employees deserve to be paid their salaries and to receive medical supplies on time.
Sterile gauzes we don't have, even iodine we don't have, sterile gloves also we don't have. Many things we are lacking in this world. My appeal, if there will be any way of helping us, as for us here, even we don't have anything like motivation. Now we have stayed for 9 months, we are just helping our people, we don't have anything either, any salary even.
Non-profit partners have been supporting Torit State Hospital, but some of the international non-profit left. The director of the hospital urges both national and state government officials to fund health service in Eastern Equatorial State. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.